I was a financial specialist.
I have not seen a whole life policy that's returned what was originally promised.
I'm an independent agent now. I don't work directly for any one company. I represent my clients. When you die, all that money that you've invested, that $800 that may be earning some interest on you, you don't get the cash value. The beneficiary is only paid the death benefit.
It's been my experience when somebody passes away, when they have cash value insurance, that the cash value is essentially lost.
In going into the insurance industry, I told them that I was a Dave Ramsey fan and that I only believed in selling term insurance, and they said that that was fine. The commission in that office on a universal life policy is 45%, as to where on term, you get 28% commission.
Promotions would come available that I was more than qualified for, and I was passed up, told countless times whenever I would ask why, is because I try to rock the boat.
The reality of it is that this is what the companies want sold, and this is the most profitable program available to the agent. When they're paying you 4 or 6% on the cash value, they're most likely earning 8, 10, or higher percentages of return that they keep. So they're using your money to make money.
I began to question and doubt and this gnawing feeling of, am I taking advantage of those very people that I got into the industry to help?
Yeah, when you buy a whole life policy, in most cases, if you knew the details of it, you wouldn't be buying it. Selling those policies absolutely gave me problems in my heart over time.
I believe that you should buy term and invest the difference.
If you make investments, you should make investments separate from life insurance. Life insurance is never a good investment vehicle. If you're talking to an agent who's trying to sell it to you as an investment, first thing you should do is get up and walk out the door, because there's no comparison.